This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So I get a call from the Wall Street Journal. Apparently, there was a Russian news organization that took some information off of my little tiny website. I'm just so proud of my little baby. And they did a story. They took a piece of what we wrote, what I wrote, and we did a story. Did a story about me. And the Wall Street Journal says, Kevin, do you know that the Russians are, you know, monitoring your website? I'm like, really? First of all, I'm flat. Thank you, Vladimir. You know, hello, Mr. Putin. It is good to talk to you on my radio show. Glad you could be here. Vodka for everybody. Okay. So, Putin or somebody in the Russia is monitoring my stuff. It was something on Charlottesville, and I mentioned that. You know, it's whites, it's Democrats who are the racists that are marching in Charlottesville, and we're in the midst of a civil war. Same thing I've been saying to you guys. The Russians are monitoring me. So they said to me, did you know this? And I said, no, they've never called me for an interview or anything like that. And so then they said, well, do you care? And I said, of course not. I don't care. And so the girl, she was a good interview. You know, she's like, Kevin, you know, good talking to you, because it seems like, from everything that I've read about you, that you're just about the truth. You may have a political leaning, but you seem to be just... She says, I don't get any ideas that you're sensationalizing. This is really how you feel. I said, wow. What? I said, you are so right. That is exactly what I'm about. And so she said to me... And so she was telling me, did I mind about the Russians? And I said, let me tell you a story. And I think I've told you guys this story. Share with you something. When I first started writing, I was probably 2-3 years into writing what was then called a blog. And people were getting popular, and you know, I'm doing exactly what I do today, just more eloquently today now, but I was doing exactly the same stuff. So I'm hammering the left, and I get this guy, I want to say his name was Jay. And man, he was one of the wittiest commenters on my site. I swear. This guy, I would go back to read my articles and read Jay's ripping people left and right, well, left, ripping these leftists that were coming into the site, almost like he was my alter ego, just blasting these guys. It wasn't an alter ego, because he was right there with me. You know, we were ideologically linked. And so he's blasting these leftists. And this went on for better part of a year. I mean, we would write each other, you know, like comments. I'd be like, Jay, dude, you blasted that dude. He's like, yeah, got him, didn't I? You know, so we never connected otherwise, but that was how we would do. So this went on about a year, and I you know, mutual admiration society, a guy'd say something like, oh, Kev, dude, bang, you know. So anyway, a black dude writes to me one day and says, yeah, man, you all buddy-buddy with some, you know, Aryan Nation dude. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you don't even know. This guy, Jay, is a member of Stormfront. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? So I go over to the website, and I look at, I find this guy, Jay, you know, Stormfront. I find Jay, so they're probably like, this black dude's over looking at Stormfront. We're converting him. So I go, but I go look, and I find Jay. And Jay is taking some of the things that I say, and then he when he gets on Stormfront, he's not speaking to me with respect. He's calling me the N-word. But he's saying, y'all aren't going to believe this dude. You know, I'm going to use dude for the N-word. Y'all aren't going to believe this dude. Man, he's over there ripping these guys to shreds. Y'all got to check this dude. You know, this, yeah, whatever. So I was like kind of taken aback for just a minute. But I didn't say anything. Jay still commented. I didn't. I just pretended. I'm not going to say I didn't do anything. Here's what I did. I remember writing in a comment somewhere, yeah, I hear that there are Aryan Nation people that may be coming to my site thinking that, you know, I'm like, whatever I think. What was the guy that Dave Chappelle did? anyway, the black dude that ran the Klan. And I go, look, I think anybody that believes that one race is better than another is nothing but a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthals who can kiss my black behind, blah, blah, blah. So I wrote this scathing thing that was really pointed at Jay, but I didn't make it to Jay. So he kept commenting, you know, on pages, but I know he read it. Fast forward 2 years. 2 years, I get an email. And here's essentially what it said. Kevin, I'm Jay from the website. And I need to tell you something. I'm a member of Stormfront or whatever, you know, this Aryan Nation, white nationalist, whatever. And I've been following your work for a long time, and you and I have had good, you know, I mean, very eloquently written, good, you know, repartee, etc. But I just felt like I needed to tell you what's going on. And says, but I want to say this, man. And this, I promise you, was written, very well written, but written to me like a, you know, like a letter from a war buddy. And he says, man, you've really made an impact on me. The level of consistency you have in delivering your message and the way in which you do it is impressive. He lavished praise on me. And then he said this, which was the most important part. He says, man, I just want to let you know, you changed the way I view blacks. He says, I will no longer harbor those feelings that I had, and you are responsible for that. And I just wanted you to know that you've made an impact on me. And I told her that this story. She was like, are you serious? I said, I'm absolutely serious. God is my witness. That happened. So when you tell me, oh, the Russians are reading your stuff. The Russians may be reading my stuff. They're reading my stuff because I speak the truth. And then I ask her this. I said, are you worried? I said, I'm just curious if the Wall Street Journal or anybody else is worried about any other country that's looking into the United States' politics. Because last time I checked, every country is looking into the United States politics. Every country is writing something to, quote, influence American politics in some way, form, or fashion. They're monitoring us. Do you think America gives a rat's behind of what's going on in Sweden, what's going on in Canada, what's going on in Yugoslavia? You couldn't even tell, ask the average American to name you the president or the prime minister of any, practically any of these countries, and you'd have to shoot them. So we don't care. But I said every country cares about our politics because that's how important we are. So why is it that Russia is the one we single out? Are they the only bad guy in the world? Who else could we single out? Do we care if China is in? China's having more influence over our politics than Russia could ever shake a stick at. And nobody says a word about it. What are you talking about? And she goes, you're right. You're right about all this. So anyway, when the article comes out, I will make sure that we get a copy, you know, get distributed. Lots to talk about. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
What's up, y'all? We back. I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad you're back because it means we're still breathing air. We're still above terra firma fighting the good fight. This civil war that's brewing. Emancipation, too. This time even the white folks get free. That's what I said years ago. And people thought I was kidding. I'm not kidding. You've been slaved. Enslaved. You've been slaved, too. I got a couple of slaves. One of you boys go give me some water, please. No, seriously, I need some water, man. My throat's messed up. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Anyway, look, it's funny how there's no clamoring for gun control when the refugee from Sudan or Somalia or wherever this guy was from who shot up the Tennessee church members, the white Tennessee church. Yes, don't get me to preaching. Have you heard of Robert Caleb Engel? Probably not, but he's a 22-year-old man He was an usher at this church in Tennessee. He gets hit in the face by the gun when this gunman comes into the church. Bam, the guy hits him. He gets knocked down, whatever. Dude's shooting people, whatever, going on. Robert Caleb Engel goes out to his car, grabs his own firearm, and then takes care of business with this guy. Kills him. Yeah. Now, one person died in the church. I think six were wounded. There were 40-something parishioners in the church, but it was the quick thinking of Robert Caleb Engel who saved additional lives. Could have been 40-something people dead, but you don't hear about that, and you're not going to hear the left tell you about it. I said it earlier. It's sad to watch the politicizing of things that are tragedies. See, here's the thing. Robert Caleb Engel shot this Somali Sudanese guy, whatever he is. I think he's from Sudan. But he killed him. And there's no politics in this for me. He averted a deeper tragedy. And he helped many families get their loved ones home safely because he had a firearm. And, you know, people that have firearms say a very simple thing. I don't carry this to menace you. I carry this so you don't get to menace me. And, of course, the funny people say I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. Why are we? We shouldn't even be having a gun control discussion at all. Shouldn't even be in our lexicon. After these types of tragedies that happened in Vegas, it's not about guns. It's about crazy people. And if we got leftists that will study things to the hilt, right? They will study the mating habit of the dung beetle, the South American dung beetle. They will go we don't care about all dung beetles, just the South American dung beetle. They will study everything, but they will not study what leads to the craziness of leftism. They won't study that. Why do people, you know, you ever seen a study like, why is it that leftists tend to be more mass murderers? Why is it that Democrats tend to be more prone to criminal activity? Things like this. Study it. There's all kinds of stuff. Look at academics and see if they study anything about themselves. The leftist ideology, whatever. You'd be hard-pressed to find it. There's no money in it. That's the reason why. They will study you. The Trump voter. I'm a fellow at the Dole Institute. But I haven't studied, you know, like the mind of the Trump voter. I bet you money there is millions of dollars available. There are millions of dollars available for anybody that wants to study the Trump people, the craziness of it. And they will get the premise of that study will be, we'd like to offer grants to people that will write about how deranged has America become that they would allow for the election of Donald Trump. That would be what they call it, like the thesis. It'll be stuff like that. I don't follow this stuff. I'm not involved in it in any way, shape, or form. But I promise you, you can bet there's money to be spent on this. And they're going to try to sneak it in while some of these government bureaucrats are still Barack Obama holdovers. Because Trump's going to look at this stuff and go, we ain't studying that. We're not paying for that. No more. Government is no longer going to be your little piggy bank for all these stupid projects. Yeah. Anyway, you trust me when I tell you, folks, the war is brewing. And you can approach this as like, you know, hey, I'm going to go up and talk to my chaplain, see if we can, you know, go have, tea and crumpets together and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. He's going to come with a gun and just shoot you right in the head. He's not going to want to have tea and crumpets. The left already is telling you they want you gone. They want us all gone. Look, again, we can compare and contrast till we're blue in the face on every situation. Compare and contrast the handling of this church shooting where a African, because I've seen both stories where he's from the Sudan, but he's also from Somalia. And I think it's one by way of the other. But he's either Sudanese or Somali. And he came over is a refugee to the United States, got a firearm, probably illegally, targeted a white church because he is a Muslim, and he killed white folks. And you can't find article about, I mean, to hear this discussed is ridiculous, and it's got all the elements. It's got a refugee from Africa who's a Muslim, should be grateful he's in America. He comes here, and what's he do? He wages jihad on Christians, intentionally killing white folks. If you switch that up and change the colors, holy cow. Some white dude coming from Canada who's a Christian goes into a mosque, kills a bunch of black, you know, whatever they are, Islamic worshipers, and yells, Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, I mean, whatever. Flip it any way you want. You could flip it halfway through, and people would be completely losing their minds on the left. But you can't even hear the story. Dylann Roof, and I, look, I've talked about this. I'm not trying to rehash it, but I want to just drive the point home. Dylann Roof goes in. They went and scoured the internet to find this dude with a Confederate flag so they could blame it on Southern heritage and hateful. You know, look, this is a hateful dude. I'm not going to lie about it. Dylann Roof is not a hero to me or anything. I'm not going to protect him. But to make it about the Southern flag and, you know, and imply that all these people are racist, this is one crazed guy. He's not connected to some, you know, other thing. I don't know if this guy who killed these white folks in Tennessee was, but I do know this. If you're going to make a big hoopla over one, make a big hoopla over the other. How about we just do it fair? Equal time. There's no equal time here. And that's what's so sad about this. The left don't care about equal time because it doesn't suit their narrative. There is no money in this guy killing people because they're making money on the refugee resettlement programs and the training and all the things that go into it. This is all a government bureaucratic boondoggle, and we fall for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Lots to talk about, but I want to play this clip of a guy who's out interviewing people at an Antifa rally. It's absolutely hysterical. If you don't get a kick out of this, you don't have a funny bone in your body. And he's not even trying to be funny. He starts out by asking about misogyny. So anyway, let's play the clip and we'll dissect it a bit. And then we may be able to cover one other thing before we get through this segment.
Well, they're pro-misogyny. What way, though? Which way do they do that? By being pro-misogynist and by espousing pro-misogynist rhetoric.
How much of his base do you think is the KKK?
A large amount.
I'm sure you find a lot of swastika tattoos.
Have you seen any of the Nazi KKK people today?
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Which is the guy?
Which guy?
The guy that we're...
Okay, I don't know you.
Okay, but just tell me...
I don't know you. Don't talk to me.
All right, that's the one way to live. Why are they chanting Nazi scum off our streets of you? Are you a Nazi?
No, I'm not.
This is weird. It doesn't make any sense then.
Indian, yeah. So just today they call me a white supremacist. Every white supremacist in the country supports Donald Trump.
Every Black Panther supported Obama.
And I would argue the Black Panthers are way better than the KKK or any white supremacist.
The same thing on the other side. It's just identity politics using violence.
Making the argument that you're Indian doesn't necessarily make you not a Nazi.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I find these guys really kind of hilarious, except that it just goes to show you how idiotic they can be. And they don't really even know what they're protesting. That's what I think I find most disconcerting. Is, look, I know what I stand for. If I'm going to get off my butt and go protest, it's going to be for the right reason. I'm going to know the cause and what it's all about. When I went out to the hundreds of Tea Party events that I, you know, attended or either spoke at or whatever, and of course, if I'm speaking there, I certainly know what I'm doing. But when I first went, if I was in town and just went to one, I knew why I was going. It wasn't like it was, well, I'm not sure what they're going to be talking about today. You know, the Tea Party always stood for the same thing, and it was camaraderie to go out and see people of like mind. And occasionally we would have people try to shout us down. And I remember one in, it was in St. Louis, out in St. Charles, And there were a group of anti-Tea Party people standing in the middle, and they were trying to shout, and people were going up to them, giving them water, giving them stuff, and, you know, and occasionally they would, you know, I mean, I had the microphone, you know, I was the keynote speaker, I had the microphone and other people as well, and you couldn't hear them. And they finally left, and it was no big deal. But nobody – we treated them with respect. Come out, you know, whatever. I can't imagine they left there and went, man, those are evil people. Just didn't happen. But these people, they don't even know what they're mad about. You ask them, well, what is misogyny? Well, they're just misogynists. But really, well, you know, do you really know what that means? It's like talking to a kid. You know what I got to tell you about my little boy, this 10-year-old. He's about to be 11. But this kid, I'll be talking, and I'll use a word. And I'll say, well, they're secular. And he'll go, yeah. And he'll go, hey, Dad, what does secular mean? And I explain it. And then I know he's a sponge, so he gets it, and he probably uses it at school the next day 20,000 times. But he will stop in his tracks and go, well, what does that mean? When I say he's a misogynist, Dad, what's a misogynist? That's a person who is disrespectful and demeaning to women, etc. Oh, okay. So when he hears it, he knows what it's about, and he'll use it probably again to his little buddies or something. If they say something to, like, she's ugly, he go, what are you, a misogynist? Just to, you know, impress his. But I was identically the same way. I had a thirst for vocabulary because I didn't want people to get over on me with language. And I'm not telling you I have the most extensive vocabulary out there, but it's pretty good. And so knowing something is a good thing, because at least you can, he's misogynist. He's misogynist. Well, how so? Well, because if I tell you Donald Trump is a misogynist, I'm going to tell you, yeah, he dated a woman, and it was clear from all the indications that he had no intention of being with her. He used that relationship to better his position with her father. It's, you know, and which, by the way, wouldn't make him a misogynist. It might make him a piece of crap, a stair stepper. But all I'm saying is I would have information to back it up. These guys, go talk to these folks. I've been in rallies and talked to them. They don't know what they're talking about. And you say to yourself, you know, you really got out of bed to do this, and you don't care that you're an idiot? You don't care? What are you here for? Oh, man, they told me to come. Who told you to come? What's your beef? Oh, they just told me be loud and you know, shout people down. You know, that's it? Now, the guy I'm thinking about when I had this conversation, he's getting a paycheck, so he's going to do what he's told, but he has no clue. He doesn't even know if what he's being paid to shout down is going to cost him more in the long run, which of course it is, because it's a leftist that's paying him to shout people down and to, you know, to do bad things. So, yeah, it's not going to end up well for him, and it's not going to be good for us. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. I told you I wanted to cover quite a few things. And here's this has been kind of a burning question for me for a while. Maybe over the past couple of weeks. When did Jimmy Kimmel become relevant? I mean, I hear about Jimmy Kimmel's son. He's got some kind of a heart condition. Jimmy Kimmel can pay to have his son looked at by the best doctors. He doesn't need Obamacare. And, you know, I understand if he's trying to say, look, I'm able to do this and other people are not, and, you know, I feel for the common man and all that. I get it. Okay, fine, Jimmy. You got a heart. We understand it. But do you believe that the rest of America should suffer? Should Kevin Jackson and his family pay $30,000 more for lesser insurance coverage because of the possibility that a kid that can't afford it, like your son's dad and mom, would have to get some kind of an operation that Obamacare, you believe, would cover, that I personally believe wouldn't cover, except to maybe say, look at the lucky lotto winner that we're going to cover. It would be like Hunger Games. You take all the kids with heart problems and say, only one of you is going to survive. Are you kidding me? You think the government is going to cover everybody's malady in, you know, millions of dollars? That's ridiculous. But Jimmy Kimmel, something happens with this kid, and he goes from being comedian, from being a funny man, to being political hack, because he might be a funny comedian. I used to think he was funny, but he's a political hack. He wants to take his one anecdote, my little boy and his problem, and pretend that he knows all about the system. I'm not saying he's not a bright guy. Not saying he didn't research it. But what I'm telling you is, whatever amount of time he's doing with that, unless he wants that to be his career, he didn't research it as much as we did. I don't stand up in front of people in the middle of the afternoon or in the evening and make people laugh. Not anymore, anyway. I do this. But Jimmy Kimmel wants you to believe that in his sideline, when he's not prepping for his multi-million dollar a year gig, he spends his time studying Obamacare and the healthcare system, and he knows best for you. Sorry, Jimmel, you're not Jimmy Jimmel. I'll just call him Jimmel. Everybody will know. Yeah, so speaking of Jimmel, I don't trust. Why would I trust him anymore than I trust any of these other leftists? But somebody remind me of when he became relevant. Did I miss a meeting of Comedians Anonymous or something? Because this guy is a funny man who's going through a situation with his son that I don't wish on any dad. But Jimmy, your situation with your son doesn't mean the world, or certainly America, has to pay attention to it, because it isn't the way the world works. It's funny to me. And I've had many revelations like this. Two I can remember. I'm not going to go back through them. But where I remember going, dude, everybody doesn't think like you. You know, just chill. Now, when I said that, it was in reference to just life in general. And I'm a studied person in most of the things that I talk about on the radio. When I'm not, I tell you. And I've studied Obamacare quite extensively. And what I can tell you is, it's not doing the nation the good that it's being sold that it's doing. It's not doing that. And we need to be able to have an honest discussion about it without somebody like Jimmy Kimmel trying to sensationalize it. Oh, this is awful, and Obamacare, and we need to keep it, and look at Donald Trump. He's a, you know, and I don't know all the details around what he said, but I know it was anti-Trump, anti-what Trump's. And I think to myself, Jimmy, you honestly want me to believe. Let's just boil it down to this. Jimmy Kimmel wants the nation and the world to believe that he trusts the judgment of a failed community organizer and probably the worst president in American history, a guy who will not provide detail around the so-called intellect that he has, over a Wharton grad who took $1 million loan and made it into whatever number of billions Trump has, and became president of the United States against all odds. Nobody believed that Barack Obama would not become president. Once he got in, they were like, oh, shoot, it's a shoe-in. With Trump, we were told he couldn't make it. Did Jimmy Kimmel trust Barack Obama more than he trusts Trump?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. So I don't know if you guys are going to be, if you're in Florida and you're going to, I don't know if you, how they do an invitation to this or if you get to go, but the David Horowitz Freedom Center or whatever, I was invited to speak there, and I will be there November, I think it's the second weekend in November, like the 11th, 12th, something like that. So if you happen to know of that that event or whatever, please put it on your calendar. If you want to hang out with me, I will be there that weekend. And looking forward to that. It was funny. I talked to those guys, and it was years ago I said to myself, I do, David Horowitz and I do a lot of the same stuff, and I wonder why I've never been asked to speak there. And so I get a call from them, and they said, hey, Kevin, we want you to speak at the event. So I talked to Michael, and he says, yeah, Kevin. He goes, David said to me, we got to get Kevin Jackson here. And I was like, are you kidding? I was, you know, because I've had this conversation with three or four times. And he says, yeah. And he goes, Kevin, I got to tell you, we have people every year that go, you got to get Kevin Jackson here to speak. I was flattered. How cool is that? I'm working on an event in Oregon. I don't know the name of it. It's with the station KYKN. What's up, y'all? And the radio station's working with this Republican group, and it's a big event for these guys, and I'm honored to be asked to go. I think Tucker did the event last year, and they're working out the details on that. So if that comes to fruition, I'll be back up in the Oregon area. That's sometime in March, but I'll be up in I'll be speaking at the Horowitz event in November. Now, I'm only going from memory on those because those are the ones that I remember. But I have a bunch more that are on the books, and I just honestly don't remember the dates, or else I'd be going taking you through them. And we'll get to it at some point. But I just want to let you know I am pretty busy these days. And being honest with you, with everything that's going on with Fox, it's tying up a lot of my time. But it's all good news because it means that the word is getting out about what we are doing. And I promise you, it doesn't matter whether I speak in Oregon or I speak at the Horowitz Foundation or whatever they call it, or the 50 other places where I'm probably on the books to speak, it's the same message. And I'm just happy to be able to report this stuff to you guys that good things are going our way. I am truly blessed. And it is because of you, and I do this for you. Now, all that being said, let me go back to beating up on leftists, if that's okay with you. Yeah, because that's what we do here. And it isn't because we're mean-spirited. It isn't because we're bullies. It's because it's quite the opposite. They are bullies and have been bullying us. And they need tough love. Now, I wonder, and I've wondered this a couple of times, I've said it on the TV and a few times, but I wonder if the pampered blacks in the NFL will take a knee for all the white folks who were killed on Sunday in Las Vegas. Because while these guys were playing a sport, well, actually it was technically after because it was early Monday morning, but these people in Las Vegas were being gunned down at a concert. Now, this is a game versus ordinary Americans gathered for fun in Las Vegas where dozens lose their lives at the hands of a madman. Now, during this massacre, law enforcement and ex-military people were saving lives. Now, I want to juxtapose that to this. Only a few days earlier, we watched Michael Bennett cowering inside a Las Vegas casino, finally running out the door to avoid an apparent gunman in the casino. And of course, the cops, you know, get him and think that he might be the guy. Now, we have all the misunderstanding that he creates with the brouhaha. But what Michael Bennett isn't telling you is this: he was fearful for his life, he was running. This is a dude who'll take a knee and to support the black cause, but don't tell him to take a bullet for you. You get where I'm going? Yeah, I think you do. Big old NFL guy talking about all the misjustice of care. No, justice ain't in America for people. He's not willing to go find the guy who's shooting in that casino to take him down. Now, that's for the police, man. That ain't my job. Yeah, and you know what else isn't Michael Bennett's job? Or any of the guys that took a knee during the NFL? chasing those bad guys in the hood. That ain't their job. My job is to go make multiple millions of dollars, stand in front of my Maybach in my $5,000 Threads, in front of my $500,000 car, in front of my $5 million home, and complain about America. Yeah. People are crazy, crazy Negroes. Cowering. NFL played twice in London. Ambassadors of the sport. Ambassadors of America. And on both occasions, some black players decided to protest America yet again because it ain't enough, man. It ain't enough that I can get the hottest girls. I can get invited to the most cool venues. I got people wanting my autograph. And I think I described their lifestyle earlier as they sit in their $5,000 worth of clothes in front of their $500,000 cars in front of their $5 million plus homes. They want to talk about oppression. They want to sell that idea. They wanted the world to know that while America will make young black men into multimillionaires with trophy-wise mansions, fast cars, and all the creature comforts that man could possibly want, the country remains the oppressive Jim Crow environment of the 1960s. Man, to walk in their shoes for only, if you walked in their shoes for 15 seconds, you would kill yourself when you came out of them. You'd be like, shoot, this, my life sucks. You'd be done. Yeah. Oh, man. Thankfully, neither London nor the world buys it, though, folks. They know it. They're on to them. Yeah. For a brief bit of time, the world focused on the terror of a deranged lunatic. Because the world knows a real tragedy when they see one. Not the ginned up version of the NFL's elites. The guys who run from gunfire, unless they're the ones dishing it out. Yeah, see, what Paris did impressed me. Paris, France, turned off the Eiffel Tower at midnight, Paris time, in order to honor the people killed in Las Vegas and the people killed in Marseille. Now, people don't realize that there was a Muslim terror attack in Marseille, France. While this last week occurred, I didn't look at the numbers, but I can guarantee you there were at least 3 Muslim terror attacks in the world. At least. Probably as many as 10. Probably more. I'm not going to look it up. It doesn't matter to me. I just know this. I know Islam is terror. I know leftism is terror. I know leftism promotes all of the things that are happening bad in the world. If leftists stop for 1 second and just analyze it, they'd say, you know what? You're right, Kevin. You're right. We are the cause. I'm not here to point fingers. It would be nice if we could have a dialogue and finger pointing would be unnecessary. We would just say, well, let's look at it this way, you look at it that way, and we could come to some compromise over what I hope leftists truly want, which is a safer country and a safer world. They claim to want this. Do you believe them? I don't believe them anymore. I've seen too much evidence of leftists fomenting hate. Antifa right now are saying things, essentially daring the government to come after them. They're saying there will be no peace. In fact, when this Vegas thing happened, people wondered, is this an Antifa event? What we're not being told, and I saw this story, I haven't confirmed it, you can look it up for yourselves, but I heard that this guy had Antifa stuff all throughout his room in the Mandalay Bay. I don't know if that's true. But I know this, the Antifa anarchists are saying to heck with government, they're bringing weapons to rallies to fight, and one of these days they're going to get their fight. They're going to get their fight. They cover their faces, and here's what I say to Antifa. I say this, you're going to run into people like me who are ready to protect themselves, and it's not going to go well for you. And maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's what they want to draw attention to. But I'm looking at all these things that are going on, the craziness of this world, the word makes no sense whatsoever. And I ask you, as Americans, how long do you want it to go on? Because people ask me, Kevin, what can we do? What can we do? What you can do is you must understand it in order to fight it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.